right. I tell you, when I first, Amos chapter 8 is the passage of Scripture today, and when I first began to, what I did was Amos chapter 11, chapter 8, verses 11 and 12 were going to be the focal point of the verses, and I started reading Amos chapter 8, and I just couldn't, I just got to do the whole chapter, and it's going to be a couple of stuff at the front. And thus says the Lord, and thus the Lord God showed me, behold, a basket of summer fruit. And he said, Amos, what do you see? And so I said, a basket of summer fruit. And the Lord said to me, the end has come upon my people, Israel, and I will pass by them no more. The songs of the temple shall be wailing in that day, says God. Many bodies, many dead bodies everywhere shall be thrown out in silence. Summer fruit. He said, what do you see here? He said, I see summer fruit. The summer fruit was the last fruit, the very end. And it was, if you didn't eat it pretty soon, it was going to turn rotten. And he said, I seen this, but the Lord said, the end has come upon my people, Israel, and I will not pass by them anymore. The end has come. These fruits are symbolic of my people Israel. These fruits are symbolic of my people Israel. Jeremiah 8:20. It says something. It says the summer has come, but we have not been saved. Let me get over there. So I'm going to talk about the Word of God. Jeremiah 8:20. The harvest is past, the summer has ended, and we are not saved. There we are. The summer has passed. It's ended. God has been long-suffering. He has been long-suffering with his people. His people aren't getting any visions. His people aren't getting a word from him. He has been long-suffering. 1 Corinthians 11:30. I'm just going to go ahead and go there. 1 Corinthians 11:30. I'm going to start in verse 27. This is the passage about the Lord's Supper, and it's about eating or drinking it unworthily. And he says, therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Now, these next two verses are the verses that I want to get to. For this reason, many among you are weak and are sick, and many sleep. Don't miss that. For this reason, because you partook of the body and the blood of Christ unworthy manner, many of you are weak, many of you are sick, and many of you are asleep. That's a way for him to say, they're dead. They're dead. Many have God has controlled, God has offered many the taste of death versus partaking unworthily. He says, the end of my people Israel is here. The end of my going out to them and coming to them and forgiving them is here. Verse 3, the songs of the temple shall be wailing in that day. Songs of the temple, wailing in that day. Many bodies shall be thrown out everywhere, and they shall be thrown out in silence. They'll have missed it and won't know it. They'll be in the church. It's where they're coming from. They're coming from the church. I've shared this many times. Fits again right here. When God was calling me and drawing me to Him, and I was just pushing Him off. And finally, the day came where He said it. Now, you can believe this or not. My testimony is my testimony. But God said to me, Keith, this is it. Right here, right now. This is it. And I'm going to call you today. I'm calling you right now. And He says, if you receive me right now, I'll give you a life, a wonderful life like you couldn't have imagined. And if you reject me right now, I will let you go. And I will never, ever draw you again. For a kid who had grown up in church, I didn't have a choice. Listen, we think that we've got all this time. Later on I'll do it. Later on I'll accept the Lord. Later on the thing of it is, Jesus said in John 15:16, I think it is, you didn't choose me. I'm choosing you. And that's the thing about it. God is choosing you. If He is choosing you right now, then right now is the time to respond. There's going to be a day where it's going to be too late. Revelation 2:21. This is a story. This is the account of the church at Thyatira, and they had a Jezebel in there, and she was leading the church to sexual immorality. And Jesus says this, I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. And it was too late. One day it's going to be too late. One day it's going to be too late for you. One day it's going to be too late. You don't have all the time in the world. You don't get to decide when it's over for you. You don't get to decide when God draws you, when you come to Him. He gets to decide.
Amen. Sovereign God.
Yeah. And maybe today is your day. If He's calling you, then today is your day. Hear this, you who swallow up the needy. I'm back over in Amos chapter 8. You who swallow up the needy and make the poor of the land fail. Saying, when will the new moon be passed that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath that we may trade wheat, making an ephah small and the shekel large, falsifying the scales by deceit, that we may buy the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals, even sell the bad wheat. I want you to catch that there. First of all, they had a Sabbath day, one day a week. And then they had new moons celebration, one day a month. All right? We have one day a week, basically. And they're saying, oh, well, when's it going to be over so that we can sell grain? You see, they cared more about money. They cared more about making their money and doing that. And the Sabbath, we may trade wheat. When are we going to, these things going to be over so that we can get on with our lives, so that we can get on with selling wheat, making money? I wish I could tell you this from experience, but I can't. One day, when it's your time to leave this world, I've never heard anyone say, I wish I'd made another penny. Never. I wish I'd made another dime, another nickel. Never heard it. It's always those things that money can't buy. I wish I had back the time. I wish I didn't blow the smoke of a wasted life in God's face and say, here, take this. What are you going to do? Is he calling you today? Is he calling you? Is he reaching into your heart and drawing you to him? Verse 7, the Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their works. I will never forget. Oh, that he would forget. That he would. You know, our problem isn't so much that where's the one more day, the Sabbath, so that we can continue selling. Our problem is that we don't even care that there's a Sabbath anymore. That's our problem. We don't even care that there's a day set aside for God anymore. We just go right on about our business. They complained, but he saw. We don't even complain. We don't even go. Preaching to the wrong people now because y'all are here. We don't even go. Oh, I'll never forget their works. I wish that he would. I wish that he would forget. Shall we, verse 8, shall the land not tremble for this, and everyone mourn who dwells in it, and the swell like a river, and heave and subside like the river of Egypt? And in case you can't tell, he's getting in now into some last times, end of days. And it's amazing. Amos was just a sheep herder. Imagine that. I'm getting off the subject now. And that shall come to pass that in those days, said the Lord, I will make the sun go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in broad daylight, make the sun go down at noon. Revelation chapter 8, verse 12. The fourth angel sounded. A third of the sun was struck, and a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened, and a third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night. A third of the day did not shine. Exactly what Amos said, which was written thousands of years before. Let's read from Matthew, I think it's Matthew 24. Is that the... about Jesus and about the last. Yeah, that's it. Matthew 24, 22. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Yeah, we're getting there. We're coming up on. Here's the part that I was going to be my main sermon. It was going to be the whole sermon. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread nor thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea and from north to east. They shall run to and fro seeking the word of the Lord, but they shall not find it. I'm going to read a few passages before I expand on that, Psalm 74, 9. We do not see our signs. There's no longer any prophet, nor is there any among us who knows how long. There's no more prophet, no more person to say how long. Read Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 26. Disaster will come upon disaster, and rumor will be upon rumor. Then they will seek a vision from a prophet, but the law will perish from the priest, and the counsel from the elders. Micah. Micah 6:3. Micah 3:6. Therefore, you shall have night without vision. You shall have darkness without divination. The sun will go down on the prophets, and the day shall be dark for them. No prophets. No words. It's going to be a famine of the Word of God. Let me ask you something. Why should God speak to us when we don't listen? Why should He? Why should He speak to us when we don't listen? I'm going to tell you something too. Now this is Brother Keith. I can't get this in Bible. You better go to the bookstore and you better buy one of these. And you better just, if you're not going to read it, just keep it. All right? And you better hold on to it, because the day's coming. Your electronic devices, they can be changed. Sorry to tell you that, but they can. They can be changed. They can be wiped out. You better get you one of these. And what I mean is a Bible. You better get it, and you better hold on to it, because one day there's coming a famine of the Word of God. A famine. People are going to run to and fro, here and there. They're going to be running and looking for the Word of God. And you know what? They're not going to find it. That's what the Bible says. They'll be running to and fro, looking for, hungering for, thirsting for the Word of God. And they're not going to find it. I like Isaiah. I like Isaiah 55, 6, and 7, which I read this morning. Seek the Lord while He may be found. If He's here today, today's the day to seek Him. Today's the day that you should seek Him. Call Him while He is near. If He's near, if He's right here, you call Him. You call upon His name. Let the wicked forsake his way. The wicked knows his way is wicked. The wicked knows he needs to repent. Forsake that way. Repent and turn to the Lord. The unrighteous man, his thoughts. You see, it's not our actions that get us. It's our thoughts that get us. You've heard this was said, you shall not murder. I'm telling you, if you're angry with your brother, it's sin. You've heard this said, you shall not commit adultery. I'm telling you that if you look on another person's wife with the purpose, with the heart of adultery, I'm telling you that's adultery. It's not the actual act that gets us. It's what's up here that gets us. It's what's up here. Let the unrighteous man, his thoughts, and turn to the Lord. Let him return to the Lord. Return. Return to the Lord. Come back to God. Because today is the day. And if today's the day he's drawing you, then today's the day you should return. Because he will have mercy on him and to our God. And he will abundantly pardon.
Amen.
Abundantly pardon. Stand up with me, if you would. I don't even know. I don't even know how to say it. The whole sermon has basically been an invitation. An invitation for you to come to Jesus. An invitation for you to not wait until it's too late. Some of you are going to wait. Some of you are going to wait, and it's going to be too late. I don't want that to happen. I want you to come to know the Lord now. I want you to come to know the Lord today. Don't wait. Don't put it off. Don't put it off. Come. Come. If you need to come, kneel at the altar. I want you to do that. I want you to kneel. I want you to pray. Just come and kneel. If you need me to help you walk with you through the salvation experience, just come. Just come. Pass me not, O gentle Savior.